Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars wrapped up mandatory minicamp without a minicamp practice on Thursday, a team meeting, and then a players-only meeting. It's now 39 days until the start of training camp 2016, the last week of July. And for Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley, the time away from the building is just as important as the time inside.
The biggest part, I think, what I'm looking for is how we hold each other accountable. I'm not worried about Puzz. You know, Puzz is going to go work his tail off. But I think the topic in there is, okay, who holds Puzz accountable? Puzz, who are you holding accountable? How are we doing this to ensure that we all come back, you know, being the best that we can and taking full advantage of these 39 days?
All right, guys, let's get to it. 11 total practices in this offseason program, counting OTAs and a couple of minicamp practices. So, John, where does this team stand right now?
Well, I guess what they got done were the detail things. They had to work on getting together, and they had to work on getting their efficiency on offense and Blake learning the offense, or mastering, if you will. But what we saw, I think, was a bigger, stronger, faster team. And to me, the story of OTAs was the speed and athleticism. If you want specific examples, Dante Fowler and Marquise Lee and Rashad Green, these guys stood out to Sean Gibson, Brian. But overall, just it's such a much faster, speedier, more athletic team than it has been.
It's a better team. You know, that's what stood out to me. And the thing, you know, in areas where you have some concern, left tackle, well, you have two choices. I mean, right. You have a possible solution. We talk about rushing the passer. You have a couple of guys mm-hmm. there in that role. You know, for wherever they had holes where you went, yeah, how are they going to cover that up? They're not going to be able to solve that. They've got those sorts of answers this year, which leads me to believe that this is going to be a much better team. What does that mean record-wise? I don't know, but it's a better team just watching it.
The core is so much better than it was 3 years ago, and I know fans haven't seen it on the field, so they're listening to us, but it's clear.
Big themes moving forward for this Jaguars team. We kind of look around the quarterback on both sides of the ball. We start on offense, though, and this offense is only going to go as far as Bortles takes them.
Well, I think, you know, the Jaguars, we can talk about defense all you want, yeah. but the Jaguars are going to go where this quarterback mm-hmm. takes them in. You know, we've talked about it since the end of last year. You might not see another 4,300-yard passing season with 35 touchdowns. You know, you hope you see fewer than 18 interceptions. You hope what you see is an offense that just moves down the field because they can. And there's every reason to believe with the abundance of riches in terms of weapons, the running backs, the tight ends, the wide receivers, there's every reason to believe that they will. It's on Blake.
It's Rashad Green and Marquise Lee and Julius Thomas are maybe the big stories offensively of the offseason because they look like they're ready to maybe get close to joining Hearns and Robinson. But as you said, Brian, I get questions all the time. Can they retain their core? How are they going to do this? How are they going to do that? In the end, it all comes back to the quarterback. If he's playing at a high level, the window stays open. He's got to play better and more efficient for that window to truly open. But from what you hear, he got better with his knowledge of the offense in the offseason, and that's what he had to do.
By the way, Rashad Green, I thought, looked terrific. Mm-hmm. I mean, terrific route runner. He's a guy who gets where he's supposed to be right now. There's a chemistry building there. That's a guy I've got a lot of attention ready for when training camp.
Yeah, you keep on talking about what the packages are going to look like. I'd be hard-pressed to take him off the field on third down.
It's easier to find out what the packages can't look mm-hmm. like. That's just how many possibilities exist for Olsen and his crew.
No doubt. Other side of the ball, though, you have to affect the quarterback on defense, something they didn't do much of last year, and they spent the whole offseason trying to build the defense to get to the other quarterback.
Well, I think for the most part, this is a group that can clearly get back to what it was 2 years ago when they did affect the quarterback, meaning Sendarek and Malik Jackson and all those guys. Now, to get special, to get beyond what they were 2 years ago, that's Dante Fowler Jr. That's the element that can get you past that, and it can make you dangerous on every third down. 2 years ago, they had a good pass rush at times. It wasn't dominant. If they get to that point with the other guys, and Dante looks like he did out there in the last 4 weeks, he can be special, but the pass rush as a whole can be so much better than it has been.
It's not my nature to temper things. I get enthusiastic and I get going with it. And it's hard not to be enthusiastic about what we saw from Fowler.
Yeah.
Forget the athleticism. They're all athletes. The explosive athleticism, the ability to change direction. How many times did I see them run a little short screen or something mm-hmm. out and Dante get rid of the blocker and get out there and was in a position to make the play, right? They're not tackling, so that's all he can be. And he didn't just get there. He got there fast. His instincts, his athleticism, his explosiveness. You know what? He looks to me like he's a guy who is push the button and let him go. And I think if Malik Jackson is what we expect him to be, Jared Odrick will be better this year in whatever role they've got for him because Malik is there. It's going to be...
You watch Dante Fowler and you almost think, man, this guy should have been taken high in the draft.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
No, but that's what he looked like. I mean, it's a joke, but that's how he looked. He looked like a guy that you take when you have the choice of every player in the draft.
Let me just put it in stark terms for you. You guys remember how enthusiastic I was about Leonard Williams when we were talking about the 2015 draft. I've got that same level now having watched this kid. I'm enthusiastic. Go get him, Dante.
Yeah, and we'll have a few weeks to wait until we see this team on the field again. 39 days until the start of training camp, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.